Hallelujah. 奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I give sermon.
今天晚上我们要一起学习的题目是咒。
In our lives.
是不是很多事情好像没有什么意义？
It seems that many things in life are meaningless.
We are on slide two, 就好像这个图画一样子。
I'm just like on this picture.
就是如果你养过宠物的话，小朋友喜欢小田鼠。
If you have owned a pet before, some people like hamsters.
那小田鼠吃饱了，那每天就是要在走在轮子里面做运动。
So after a hamster has finished eating, it will walk in its wheel.
它虽然走得很快，
even though it walks very fast.
但是它永远没有办法脱离那个笼子。
It can never leave its cage.
它跑得很快，但是没有办法去到哪里。
Even though it's running very fast, he doesn't go anywhere.
跑累了要去吃，吃完就睡觉了，明天再跑。
And after he is tired, then he will go eat, and he will continue running tomorrow.
我们看他很可爱，其实他也蛮可怜。
And so even though he looks cute, he's actually quite pitiful.
因为他的一生就这样在笼子里面，每天在跑这个轮子当中度过了。
Because his entire life is spent in a cage, and he runs on his wheel.
我们看圣经怎么讲我们的人生。
Let's see how the Bible describes our life.
诗篇第九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
诗篇九十篇的第十节。
Psalm 90, verse 10.
奉主耶稣圣名读经第十节。
Verse 10.
我们可以一起读，一二三。我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，得到八十岁。但其中所经夸的，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。圣经在差不多3500年前呢，就形容人生很准确的。
About 3,500 years ago, the Bible already described how our life is.
人的一生呢，七到八十。
Our lives are 70 or 80 years.
这个时间呢，没有因为科技发达而改变太多。
And even though technology and science has advanced, these years haven't changed that much.
另外一个没改变的，就是人生的本质就是很空的，没有什么意思。
Another thing that hasn't been changed is that the essence of life is quite meaningless.
当然你问年轻人，他不会同意。他说我的人生才开始，很好玩啊，忙啊，怎么会虚空啊？
And a young person might disagree. They might say my life is very exciting. How can it be empty?
但是你看哦，我们的往前走，我们的人生从 baby， 从摇篮会爬会走到上学。
But if we think about it, we grow up from a baby, we learn how to crawl and walk, and we go to school.
大概头二十几年，头二十二、二十三年都在抢学位啊，争取学历。
And up to 22 or 23, we are pursuing our education.
找到工作了，开始赚钱了，结婚了，成家了。
After our studies, we get a job, we get married and have our own families.
压力就开始大了。
And the pressure starts to grow.
这个也是我们钱赚最多的时候。
And this is also when we make the most money.
那往往身体就开始出毛病了。
And then our body starts to have different illnesses.
当你到的最高峰的时候，也是往下走的时候。
And when you reach the height of your life, that's also when you start to go downhill.
到后来就拿拐杖了。
And after you have a cane.
到了坐轮椅啊。
And then you sit in a wheelchair.
到最后就躺在床上。
And then you lie in your bed.
到最后床都躺不了了，就要躺坟墓了。
And after you don't lie in your bed anymore, you lie in a coffin.
这个不是人生的写照吗？
Isn't this how life is?
所以下一个图就告诉我们，我们人呢也是在跑一个轮呢。下一个图，人呢也是在跑一个轮子。
And so,
其实我们的轮子比较大。
We are.
Next slide, slide four.
We are also running in a wheel, even though our wheel is bigger.
那个 hamster 可能就。跑的是想什么，我是不知道。
I don't know what a hamster thinks about when he's running in his wheel.
但是我们每一个人跑的时候想的大概就是成功啊、钱啊、生活啊。
When we are running in our wheel, we'll probably think about success and money and our life.
我昨天下飞机来到纽约，好久没有来了，哇，还是一样没有变，就是车很多，车很塞，这个几十年都没变。
Yesterday, I arrived in New York, and I realized not many things have changed other than it has more cars now.
来到这边就是有很有压力的感觉，就算没有在开车，我这个歌传道在旁边开车，我都替他摸一把冷汗，怎么他那么 aggressive？ 他说不 aggressive 开不了。
And even in this environment, I feel there's a lot of stress and people drive very aggressively.
大家都不赶路，你要让别人，你永远不用出去。
People are always in a rush, and if you allow others, then you yourself can never go.
你往这边跑，等一下又往这边了回来。你往这个地方跑，跑完之后做完事又是往同一条路不同方向而已，要回家了。
So you drive in one direction and then going home, you go in this other direction.
其实这个就是人生的困局，只是大部分人没有再去想。
So all of these are predicaments in our life, but people don't often think about it.
我们看传道书的第一章第二节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书一章二节。
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 2.
读圣经的好处啊，就是你不要到等到过了一生之后才发觉一些真理。你提早读圣经，你早就了解这些真理。
One good thing about reading the Bible is that you do not have to wait till the end of your life to receive wisdom. You can read it in the Bible right now.
我们一起读啊，一章二节，一二三。
Chapter 1 verse 2.
传道者说：“虚空的虚空，虚空的虚空，凡事都是虚空。”这里圣经有一个成功的人士叫传道者。
Here in the Bible mentions a successful person called the preacher.
很可能是所罗门王。
It is most likely King Solomon.
他以世界的角度来说是很成功。
From the perspective of the world, he was very successful.
但是他自己却说啊，这个人生啊，很没有意义。
But he himself said that life is empty.
虚空的意思就是没意义。
The meaning of vanity is meaningless.
那为什么他会这样讲？
So why does he say this?
为什么他会掉到这个困局里面？
Why did he fall in this predicament?
我们一边读的时候就会慢慢了解。
If we read, we'll understand.
首先他说什么，他有什么事情是困局，有什么事情是虚空的呢？
So what does he say is empty and a predicament?
首先呢，他说明天劳劳碌碌，这个很虚空。
First, he says that all day you toil, this is vanity.
我们看二章的十八节。
Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 18.
传道书二章十八节。
Ecclesiastes 2, 18.
我们去读十八节。我恨恶一切的劳碌，就是我在日光之下的劳碌，因为我得来的必留给我以后的人。十九节。那人是智慧是愚昧，谁能知道？他竟要管理我劳碌所得的，就是我在日光之下用智慧所得的，这也是虚空。他说劳劳碌碌很虚空。
He says to labor and toil is vanity.
有人就不同意了，我努力工作，我赚钱，我银行的钱越来越多，房子越来越多，怎么会虚空？
Some people might disagree. They might say the more money I make, the more I'll have in my bank and I can buy a lot of houses.
但是所罗门看得比较远。
But Solomon saw further than this.
他说我努力劳碌的我得到，但是我有一天我还是要走，我带不走的。
Even though I labor and toil and whatever I gain, one day I'll still have to leave.
如果人不会死的话，就没有虚空这回事。
If men did not die, vanity would not be an issue.
你可以永远拥有一件事。你可以永远拥有一些东西啊。
You can have things forever.
但是问题是你会死啊，每一个人都会死啊。
But everyone will die.
那死的又带不走。
And when you die, there's nothing you can bring.
这不是来的空，走的也是空，不是结果都一样吗？只是中间那个过程而已。
You come empty-handed, you leave empty-handed.
还有呢，你走的时候东西要留给谁？那个聪明，那个是笨的，你也没有办法去控制。
And when you leave, you cannot control who will receive it after you, whether they are wise or foolish.
那这结果不是一样吗？
So isn't the result the same?
我们知道成功的人士最希望就是把自己的成功转给他的后代，他的继承者。
We know that successful people want to leave it for their inheritors.
所以成功的人都希望孩子聪明啊，有教育啊，可以延续他的成功。
So successful people hope that their children can have a good education and continue their success.
但是往往你看到，如果接续你的人失败，如果你亲眼看到的话，你真的会吐血啊！你就得说，哎呀，我那么努力的，你给我败光啊！
But especially if you see their failure with your own eyes, then you might feel very bad.
我们如果读过西洋历史的话呢，西洋历史里面其中一个最影响历史最深远的历史人物，还有军事家呢，就是叫亚历山大。
If you have read Eastern history, there's somebody named Alexander.
这个人非常的厉害啊！下一页啊。
Very great.
这个厉害的，他在公元前三百多年的一个人物。
He lived in 3000 AD, 300 BC.
他的厉害呢，就叫军事的这个奇才啊。那个时候还没有拿破仑呢，还不要谈拿破仑。
He had great military success.
因为他年纪轻轻就从一个小小的马其顿地区，然后就发展成为一个大帝国。
And when he was still young, he expanded from a small land to a very great kingdom.
32岁左右就已经征服了大部分的欧亚非很多的这个文明。
And when he was just 32, he had already conquered much of Europe.
啊，然后 Europe, Africa,
and Africa,
Europe and Asia.
And Asia.
他的国家的版图啊，我们看下一个图啊，你就知道，以今天这个来说不得了，包括多少国家。
So you can see how much territory he conquered.
啊，东边印度。伊朗、伊拉克、土耳其
，India、Iraq、Turkey，
整个中东
，the entire Middle East，
加上北部非洲，这是埃及文明
，and Northern Africa。
他的国家就是从 Macedonia 啊，希腊那边开始的。
It came from, he started from Macedonia.
你看，就是欧亚非，他都一手包办了。
So he had land in Europe, Africa, and Asia.
不要忘记那时候，不要说飞机啊，连吉普车啊、坦克车都没有，都是用马的。
And at that time, there wasn't just not airplanes. There was also no cars, so there was only horses.
所以那个你可以说他32岁就已经征服了全世界了。
So by age 32, you could say he already conquered the whole world.
我们一般人在纽约一辈子就征服一栋房子啊。
Some people
就是把30年的 mortgage 配好，我们的人生就差不多结束了。
Some people live in New York their whole lives, and in 30 years they pay their mortgage.
我们一辈子都征服不了一条街啊。
So in our lifetime we cannot even conquer one street.
人家32岁就已经征服了差不多全世界，当时的世界的文明。
But when he was 32, he conquered most of the known world.
但是往往在人高峰的时候，也是走下坡的时候。他高峰的时候就开始走下坡，健康走下坡了。
At his highest point, he also started going downhill.
突然有一天呢，生病了。
One day he got sick.
病得很严重。
And he was very severe.
快死了。
Almost to the point of death.
他知道自己快死了。
And he knew he was going to die.
所以他有三个交代遗言给他的将军。
And so he left a will with three things to his commander.
大家可能听过啊，三个遗言。
His three
will 啊，第一就是说我死的时候呢，我的尸体啊，要只能由我的医生来帮我抬。
He said, "When I die, I want the doctors."
Only my physician carry my body 啊。
Only my physician to carry my body.
第二呢，从我要下葬。那条路到坟墓那条路呢，要铺满金银珠宝在地上。
And on the road that my coffin is going, I want it to be paved with gold and precious things.
第三呢，我的棺材要挖两个洞，我的手要伸出来，就是打空空的。
Third, I want two holes to be cut in my coffin so my hands can hang out.
哇，这三个遗言很奇怪，大家都不敢，不知道他讲什么。
And people thought that these three wills were very strange. And what was he saying?
有一个将军就问他了：“我们一定会帮你做这三个事，但是你为什么要交代这三件事情？”
So they said, "We will do these things, but why do you ask for these things?"
他就解释了。
So he explained.
第一，我要医生抬我的尸体。
First, I want a doctor to carry my body.
为什么？
Why?
因为医生不能救人的生命啊。
Because a doctor cannot save a person's life.
你看他要医我，但是他也又医不了我，所以我让他知道生命不在医生手中。
Even though he wants to heal me, he cannot. So I want people to know a doctor cannot heal someone's life.
第二跟第三就告诉大家。
And the second and third teach everyone.
我钱那么多，但是我一点都带不走，现在只能铺地上。
Even though I have so much money, I cannot bring it with me. I can only put it on the ground.
还有呢，我两手空空伸出来，要告诉大家什么？
And my hands are empty, and I want to teach everyone.
我亚历山大曾经拥有全世界。
That even though Alexander had the whole world.
但是我死的时候，两手是空空的。
When I die, my hands are empty.
这个是真实的历史的人物跟历史的故事。
This is a true person in history and event in history.
啊，那今天也是一直在重复在我们的人生。
And so this also repeats in our life.
你不要说亚历山大，他那个时候死了之后，他一死，他的国家就分裂成为四份。
When Alexander died, his kingdom was split into four parts.
他四个将军就把他的大帝国分成四个部分。
His four generals split his land into four parts.
马上瓦解，他的帝国马上瓦解了。
And
his empire was broken. Was divided.
His empire was broken.
啊，这个你看，就像所罗门说，智慧者、传道者所说的，我那么努力有什么用
？And so King Solomon said, even though I work so hard, what does it come to?
好了，那另外一个困局呢，有关于虚空了，就是 智慧的也是虚空。
Another predicament is that wisdom is also vanity.
哎，有人说啊，我不求财，不求成就，我要思考学问、人生的哲理，我要去研究。
Some people say, I don't want riches, I want to study and have much knowledge.
也许我透过研究学问，我可以突破人生的这些问题啊。
Perhaps through research and knowledge, I can fix problems in life.
我们请看《传道书》一章十六节。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes 1:16.
一章十六节。
1:16.
我们一起读啊，一章十六节。
1:16.
一二三，我心里议论说，我得了大智慧，胜过我以前在耶路撒冷的众人，而且我心中多经历智慧和知识的事。十七节，我要专心查明智慧、狂妄和愚昧，乃至这也是徒风。所罗门说啊，智慧，大智慧。都没有用。
Solomon said that wisdom and knowledge are useless.
不能解决我内心的那个空虚的感觉。
I could not fix the feeling of emptiness in my heart.
哎，这个很奇怪哦。
So this is very strange.
今天很多人不是说知识就是力量，有知识就不会被人家欺负，有知识就可以胜过一切吗？
Don't people say that when you have knowledge, you won't be bullied and you can fix everything?
哎，我们有学问，心里面就会有很踏实的感觉啊。
If we have education, we feel fulfilled.
就有一些人穷一辈子就是拿一个学位而已。
So some people are poor their whole lives, but they have education.
我们要懂很多东西。
And you can understand a lot.
现在的人如果要读一个博士啊，至少读到，如果在美国可能快一点，如果在欧洲可能读完博士都变中年人了。
For some people, when they study their PhDs, it's a little faster in America, but in Europe, they are middle-aged by the time they finish.
为什么？要很花时间，这只能研究一个学问而已。
But you can spend so much time, but only research one thing.
那所罗门很聪明，虽然他没有 PhD, 但是他很多方面都是 PhD 的 level.
So even though Solomon didn't have a PhD, he had PhD expertise in many things.
圣经说，他从天上的星星的月亮太阳到地上的昆虫走兽，每一样东西他都会讲。
From the sun and moon in heaven to the creatures on the earth, he could talk about anything.
他本身就是 Wikipedia, 他不用去看了。
He himself was Wikipedia.
他本身就是 Google 了，人家不懂的就问他。
He was Googled so that people, if they didn't know something, they'd ask him.
他懂了很多世上的学问跟智慧。
He knew a lot of knowledge in this world.
他从很小的东西也可以观察。
And he could observe little things.
但是他发觉这些学问没有办法满足他一种心灵的空虚感。
But he realized that these did not fulfill his emptiness.
我们知道所有的学问里面有一样，其中是最难读的。
We know in all education there's something similar.
不晓得大家同不同意啊？大学里面哪一课最难读
？What is the hardest thing to study?
其中一样最难的啊，就是哲学。
One of the hardest things to study is philosophy.
我读大学的时候就修了一门哲学，我去了第一课我就放弃了。我说这个是什么东西啊？怎么听不懂老师在讲什么
？I took one philosophy class in college, and then I gave up after that. I didn't understand what the teacher was saying.
明明他讲的是英文，但是我都听不懂他讲什么。
Even though he was speaking English, I didn't know what he was talking about.
他每一个字我都懂，那加起来我都听不懂。
I understood every word, but together I did not understand what he was saying.
还有那个书那么厚。
And the book was so thick.
哇，真的是第一堂就投降了。
I took one class and then I gave up.
前几天跟一个弟兄聊天，他说他大学的时候也是拿了这哲学，也是读了一堂就受不了。
And I was talking to a brother and he also gave up after one class of philosophy.
他跟老师说教授我读不下去了这个哲学。
He said to the teacher, I cannot continue studying philosophy.
那个教授说你不要 quit.
And the professor said, don't quit.
撑一下你就懂了。
If you just bear for a bit, you will understand it.
那个弟兄说不行哦，真的听不懂你在讲什么。
And the brother said, I really don't understand what you're talking about.
老师告诉他真正的理由，你真的是不能 quit.
And the professor told him the true reason, said you can't quit.
为什么？
Why?
我这班只有七个人，你 quit 了就剩六个。
Because there's only seven students in my class if you quit.
没人了，这样我可能没工作了以后。
And if there's no one in my class, I won't have a job.
哇，笑死了，我说哇，原来你也是曾经这样哦。他说每一句话单独的字他都懂，加起来他都听不懂。
And so I laughed because he experienced the same thing that he understood every word, but together he did not understand.
头脑比较简单的人听不懂，头脑好的人可能听得懂。
People with a more simple mind cannot understand. Perhaps those with more complex minds can understand.
哲学就是要研究人生的哲理啊。
So philosophy is
找人生的意义啊。
Is people seeking to understand the meaning of life？
人生有那么多苦难，你怎么解释
？There's so much suffering in life. How can you explain？
人生的意义是什么？人生存在的意义是什么
？What is the meaning of life？ Why do people exist？
他们从人的角度想要去找这个问题。
So they try to explain this from a human perspective.
就好像你问的是田鼠，你为什么在里面跑圈？你解释一下。
Just like
他从它里面怎么可以找到答案？
If you are a hamster, why do you run in a wheel? Can he find his answer?
你只能从里面来看你的世界。
You can only see your world from the inside.
你不可能看得到，因为这个世界不是只有你的世界，还有另外一个世界。
But this world, there's more than it.
但是当你在里面的时候，以为这个就是世界。
But when you are in the world, you think this is all that.
我们以为只有物质界吗？其实不是只有物质界。
We think there's only the material world, but there's more than the material world.
还有一个叫灵界。
There's the spiritual realm.
灵界创造物质界。
And
spiritual realm create physical realm. 灵界影响物质界。
And the spiritual realm influences the physical realm.
但是你只在物质界里面找答案，你就找不到了。
And if you only seek for answers in the material world, you'll not find your answers.
那我就随便在电脑里面查一查，到底有多少哲学家去到最后是自杀的。
So I looked on the internet how many philosophers have committed suicide.
但我不是说每个哲学家到最后读到都想自杀。
And I'm not saying that all philosophers have committed suicide.
我不是说每一个，然后所以如果你在读哲学 ，no offense 啊。
I'm not saying all philosophers.
但是真的，下一个找一找的时候，你看看从下一图啊，十几个啊有名的大哲学家都活得不耐烦。下一个图啊，我就要讲到哪里，你要一直看哦。Page 13啊。page 13了，有没有？没有 ，OK， 我可能后来 update 也没有 download 了，没关系啊。1900年，有一个叫 Friedrich Nietzsche 啊，就是很有名的大哲学家，叫尼采。
There is a very famous philosopher named
尼采啊，那德国，他曾经宣告说神已经死了。
And he proclaimed that God is dead。
所以他很有名啊，写的书里面写说神死了。
So he's very famous in a book he wrote that God is dead.
结果神还没死，神不会死啊，他自己先死了。
God is not dead and God cannot die.
到最后呢，1900年他就 mental breakdown， 那就发神经了。
And in
1900
he had a mental breakdown.
哇，他就死掉了。
And he died.
那接下来呢，我查了好多啊，十几个有名的哲学家，有一些吃毒药的啦，有一些跳楼的啦。
And after him,
有一些拿枪自己打自己的。
There were a lot of philosophers who jumped from a building or took drugs or shot themselves.
哇，大概啊，真的，你研究一辈子找不到人生的答案。
And so even though they researched, they could not find these answers to life.
找不到答案，那只想又不想活，那又有思想。如果没思想的人不会想自杀吗？没思想的人就说每天都工作了，想那么多做什么？
And so these people who thought a lot, they're the ones who committed suicide.
但是有思想的人会活得很痛苦。
Those who think a lot, they suffer.
因为他没有人生的方向，找不到答案。
Because they have no direction in life and cannot find the answer.
也没有办法突破了这个困局啊。
And they cannot break through this predicament.
那同样呢，享受也是一样。
It is the same for enjoyment.
传道者说，享受也是没有办法让我们真正的满足。
And the preacher says that pleasure cannot fulfill us either.
我们看传道书第二章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
二章的第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
二章的第四节。
Chapter 2 verse 4.
我们一起读哈，二章四到七节。我为自己动了大工程，建造房屋，栽种葡萄园，修造园囿，在其中栽种各样果木树，挖造了水池，用以浇灌嫩小的树木。我买了牡贝，也有剩在家中的牡贝，又有许多牛群、羊群，胜过以前耶路撒冷众人。有钱当然要去享受嘛。
And so, if you have money, of course, you have to enjoy it.
有人说不要想那么多，既然想了想不到答案啊，这不就是享受啊，快乐一点。
Some people say that don't even think about it, just enjoy your life.
因为有句话说 ，You only live once. 你只能够活一次，那就去享受吧。
Because there's a phrase, you only live once, so you should just enjoy it.
但是问题是，享受真的能够满足你的心灵吗？
But the issue is, can pleasure truly satisfy your heart?
像我们刚刚看那个图吧，那个田鼠。 在笼里面吃得好，住得好，睡得也好。
Just like we talked about, the hamster in his cage, he eats well, sleeps well.
啊，轮子，如果这个轮子不够，你不喜欢，给你个金的轮子，好不好？
If you don't like your wheel, what if I give you a gold wheel?
啊，给你用双钻石的轮子，好不好？
Or 10 wheels.
啊，但是不要忘记啊，金轮子、金笼子也是笼子，也是帘，也是轮子啊。
But don't forget, a gold wheel is still just a wheel.
你在里面再舒服，其实你没有突破这个困局。
Even though you might be comfortable in there, you cannot overcome this predicament.
啊，也人有时候习惯那个环境了，一开始进去觉得很享受、很舒服，久了你觉得也是很无聊。
Sometimes people feel very comfortable in their environment, but after a while they get bored.
以前在另外一个城市有一个弟兄。
In a city there is a brother.
哇，他刚来到加拿大，他说要买大房大房子。
When he first came to Canada, he bought a big house.
还有呢，他一定要有游泳池的。
And it had a swimming pool.
因为他看电影哦，在美国加拿大有钱人的房子都要有游泳池。随时可以去游泳。
A lot of the big houses in Canada and America have swimming pools.
看电影啊，看 movie 啊。
If you look at the movies.
所以他买房子一定要大的，还有游泳池。
And so he wanted a big house with a swimming pool.
真的买了一个游泳池的房子。
And so he got a house with a swimming pool.
他想了，我天天都可以游泳了。
He thought every day I can go swimming.
结果买了之后呢，没有天天去游泳。
After he bought it, he did not go swimming every day.
但是他天天都要淹那个水。到底有没有那个长噬菌啊？要加药啊
？Every day he tested the water if there were any germs and added some chemicals.
啊，好像这个是工作一样，照顾游泳池。
And it was like his job that he would look after the swimming pool.
有时候捞树叶啊，捞一些虫啊。
And he would rake, he would catch leaves from it.
有时候出门了，几天回来了，哇，全部长青苔了。
But after a couple of days, he would see a lot of things would grow in it.
哇，那还要再换水。
And he'd have to change the water.
啊，有一阵子他觉得说很麻烦了，我水全部抽掉。
And he thought this was very troublesome and the water stink.
所以要钱呢，要也要钱，我就抽掉了，把水都剩一个空空的在那边。
And so he drained all the water.
结果呢，冬天来了，太冷了，里面都全部都裂掉了。
And when winter came, it cracked.
他想说啊，省钱嘛，夏天再加水，结果都没有保养好。
He said, "I'll add water in the summer," but he didn't take care of it.
结果都裂掉了。他就想说，哎呀，这个游泳池洞那么大，用来做什么？丢垃圾进去好了。
And he thought, "What is this big hole for?" So he started throwing garbage in it.
啊 ，gardening 的那些泥土啊、草啊，丢进去。
All the garbage from his gardening, he would throw in there.
我就去他家里，我说你这个垃圾游泳池好像垃圾堆填区这样子。
And I went to his house, and I thought your swimming pool is like a trash pile.
我说这个不是你的梦想吗？怎么变成这样
？Isn't this your dream? Why did it become like this?
他说以后买房子绝对不能有游泳池。
He said next time you buy a house, don't buy a swimming one with a swimming pool.
你不是你很想要游泳池吗？怎么拿到游泳池你就变他妈讨厌游泳池
？Didn't you really want a swimming pool? How come now you have a swimming pool you really hate it?
再过了好多年去他家里，哦，游泳池被填满了。他找人把土填进去，把它填满。
The next time
不想看到游泳池。
To his house, his swimming pool was filled because he didn't want to see it anymore.
享受也是虚空啊。
So pleasure is also vanity.
你看，我们买一大堆东西在家里，买回家就没用了。
So we buy a lot of things for our house, but we don't use it.
因为看多了就无聊了。
Because after you've seen it a while, you become bored of it.
这个就是我们的人生吗
？This is our life.
好了，那有人说，哇。我要赚钱，我不要享受，我要赚钱，赚更多的钱。
Some people say I don't want to enjoy, I want to make a lot of money.
但是你赚钱也是很虚空。
But it's also vain to make money.
我们看第五章的第十节。
Let's turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
五章的第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
五章的第十节。
5, verse 10.
我们一起读哈，一二三。贪爱银子的不应得银子之主。贪爱丰富的也不应得利益自主，这也是虚空。十一节，货物增添，吃的人也增添，物主得什么益处呢？不过眼看而已。十二节，劳碌的人不去吃多，至少睡得香甜；富主人的丰满却不容他睡觉。我圣经讲话真的是很准。
The Bible, speaks truth.
我们去非洲啊，那些劳碌的人，穷的弟兄姐妹。
When I go to Africa, the poor brothers and sisters.
他们穿的有时候一天才一块美金，一个月就30块、40块美金。
Sometimes in one day they earn $1, in a month they earn $30.
他们最大的烦恼就是今天晚上吃什么。
So their greatest worry is what to eat tonight.
为什么？吃饱就可以睡啊，吃不饱晚上叽里咕噜那个胃哦，睡不着啊。
Because if they have eaten, they can fall asleep. If they have not eaten, then their stomach growls.
在乡下的弟兄姐妹没有冰箱。
They don't have refrigerators.
我说你的冰箱为什么没有冰箱？
I say, where's your refrigerator?
他说为什么要冰箱？都没有剩菜的，不会有剩菜的，一定是进肚子的，不会有剩。为什么需要冰箱？也没电。
He said, why do I need a refrigerator? There are no leftovers. There are never leftovers.
有没有银行户口？有没有 bank account?
Do you have a bank account?
他说为什么要 bank account?都没钱放进去，为什么 bank account?
So why do I need a bank account? I don't have money to put in it.
有钱赚到钱就买食物。
I use the money to buy food.
吃饱饱了睡觉就不会醒过来了。
If I eat and am full, then I can sleep peacefully.
结果人家的就睡得香甜，对不对？第十二节啊，睡得又香又甜，就是打呼很大声啊，蚊子叮都不会醒。
The sleep of the laboring man is sweet, and they sleep well and snore loudly.
那个床垫有时候软到就是变成 V 字形的。这里躺下去，整个就变 V 字，因为睡了十几二十年，有时候黄啊、蛋黄都破掉了。
The mattress they sleep on, sometimes they sleep on it becomes a V because it sinks in.
你没有睡过 V 字形的床垫，我没有睡过。哇，躺下去真的是被我床垫夹住。
Have you slept in a V-shaped bed? I have not.
有一些没有床垫的睡硬板的，那人家睡得早啊。
And people who don't have mattresses sleep on the hard mat, but they can still fall asleep.
不用吃安眠药啊。
They don't need to take a melatonin.
我们的床那么舒服，房子那么舒服，结果扛几颗安眠药都睡不着。
Our house is comfortable, our bed is comfortable, but sometimes we can't fall asleep.
副主人呢，他丰满呢，你没有还好，你多了开始睡不着。所以如果你最近睡不着，你可能越来越有钱啊，房子越来越多啊，工作越来越高级，开始睡不着。
The abundance of the rich will not permit him to sleep. So perhaps if we work harder, we have more houses and we cannot sleep.
这个不是很虚空吗？你就想得的更多，这个想得的更多的时候，你的忧虑也更多。
Isn't this emptiness because you start to think about much and then you worry much?
睡不着还算了，如果长期睡不着会变忧郁症。
If you cannot sleep for a long time, this becomes depression.
那你烦恼太多了。
Because you have too many worries.
你们讲，我们这次在纽约嘛，我们就讲两个很有名的纽约人，有钱人自杀的例子。
So since we're in New York, we'll talk about two very famous New Yorkers who committed suicide.
这个是去年，这个是今年的事而已啊。今年前几个月，两个月之前发生。纽约有一个非常有名的亿万富豪，叫做 Mr. Lee 啊，他不是中国人啊，但是他的 last name 是 Lee， 他叫 Thomas H. Lee， 他是华尔街非常非常有名的投资家。
So just this year, there was someone named Mr. Lee who committed suicide.
他是哈佛毕业的。
He graduated from Harvard.
从经营一个小公司变得大集团，到处去并购人家。
He started from a small company and then had a big enterprise.
如果你在华尔街上班，你不会不认识这个人，那太有名了。
If you worked on Wall Street, you could not know him.
在华尔街的人都希望有一天可以成为他那么成功。
People on Wall Street hoped they could be as successful as him.
他的身价大概两个 billion， 二十亿美金。
His net worth was probably
$2 billion.
$2 billion.
很多人有很多公司，拥有很多公司。
He had a lot of companies.
还有捐钱，很多慈善。
He donated a lot.
他对的艺术也很有兴趣，也收藏什么艺术品。
He was very interested in art, so he collected art.
好了，什么都有了，做好事、艺术、工作，家庭也很成功，也有好的太太，也有几个儿女都成才了。
So he did a lot of good. He had a very good family.
人生应该有的、想有的，全部都有了。
Everything that you would want to have in life, he had.
这个二月的时候，他在办公室自杀。
But in February of this year, he committed suicide in his office.
他自己有一把枪，自己把自己结束了他的生命。
He used a gun to end his own life.
大家想不透啊！如果要自杀，应该是别人嘛？怎么会是他呢？他78岁了，已经。他还很健康。
You would think that somebody else might have killed him, not himself. He was 78 and healthy.
但是圣经的话是不会错的。
But the words of the Bible are never wrong.
如果你的人生啊，没有认识神，只有物质。
If you only have material things in your life and do not know God,
就是一个困局。
This is a predicament.
啊，要我还可以举很多的例子啊。
There are many examples.
啊，有一个例子是2018年，也是纽约的人，就是 Kate Spade， 那女生应该知道，喜欢买包包的。这个牌子现在还是很有名。
In 2018, the person who made Kate Spade,
他创办了他的品牌，他是 fashion designer。
It was a fashion designer.
他的包包啊，衣服啊，都很有名。
Oh, there, its bags and clothes are very famous.
最成功的时候得了忧郁症，也是自杀。
And in her most successful time, she developed depression and committed suicide.
好了，说讲了那么多，为什么会有那么大的虚空？
And so, how come she felt such great emptiness?
不单只是她。
Not only her.
他们只是成功人的例子，我们是普通人，我们也觉得生活忙忙碌碌很虚空啊。
And these are examples of famous people, but even for us, normal people, we also feel life is vain.
不是应该越成功越满足吗？
Shouldn't it be that the more successful you are, the more fulfilled you are?
不是人生越后面应该越美满吗？如果你是成功的。
But towards the end of your life, shouldn't you feel more fulfilled?
怎么会成功之后反而觉得虚空呢？
Why is it that the more successful you are, the more empty you feel?
那不成功的人也在生活当中在磨，也是觉得很困苦啊。
And those who are not successful also feel life is difficult.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it like this?
我们要看看神创造人的时候，一开始是怎么创造的。
We need to look at
三章十一节。
Ecclesiastes 3:11.
我们一起读哈，这一节很重要。好，我们从第十节开始看啊，三章第十节。
Let's start from verse 10.
三章的第十节，一二三。我见神叫世人劳苦，使他们在其中受禁炼。第十一节，神造万物，各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而，神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。啊，这也是告诉我们，神造万物跟神造人有点不一样。
Here tells us that the way God created everything else and how He created man is different.
万物包括天地万物啊，宇宙啊，星球啊，还有所有的动物。
A creation includes all the things in the sky and animals.
神造万物的时候，一造就把它造得好好的了，就已经很 complete 了，就是很完整的了。
And when God created the world, it was perfect and good.
因为这些万物都是短暂的，都是会消失的。
All these creations are temporary.
所以他们不会觉得虚空。
So they do not feel vanity.
你问一只狗，哎呀，狗啊，如果你家里有狗啊，你每天吃饭、睡觉、散步，会不会觉得很虚空？他说：“喔喔，哪有虚空？你就赶快带我去散步的意思了，不要想那么多。
”If you ask a dog, do you feel that your life is vanity that you eat and sleep and walk?
你有看过狗啊，吃很饱啊，每天散步，然后回来想自杀的吗？有没有
a dog? He eats every day. He sleeps, but he doesn't want to commit suicide.
那个 hamster 在里面跑啊跑半天，你要看到他说很忧郁，然后想死的吗？应该没有。
Do you see a hamster?
他们很 OK 的。
Have depression or want to commit suicide? No, you don't. They're okay.
他们没有问题，他们不觉得虚空。
They have no problem. They do not feel it is vanity.
因为神造他们的时候，只是有吃有穿，没有无聊，然后就可以过一辈子。
Because when God created them, as long as they have clothes and food, they don't feel vain.
因为他们没有灵魂啊，动物没有灵魂。
Because animals do not have souls.
没有灵魂就不会想到永远的问题。
If you do not have a soul, you do not consider eternity.
死都死了，没所谓啊。他也不会去想着死的问题。
You just die, but they don't even think about death.
但是人就不一样。
It's different for mankind.
特别注意哦，这一节说神造万物跟神造人是不一样。
Here it says that when God created everything else versus man was different.
这个神造万物啊，神造人的时候是把一个空的东西、空的空间放在人的心里面。
When God created man, He put a hole in man's heart.
这个东西、这个空间叫做永远。
And this is eternity.
人有什么是永远的呢？人没有东西是永远的。
And what does man have that is eternal? Nothing.
你看，我们活在时间之下。
We live in this world.
有时间的量度就没有永远。
And under the constraints of time, there is no eternity.
是不是？像我们今天的聚会要聚会到几点？我本来想久一点，想说八点钟还没有到，所以是7:54，结果看看我的手表，现在是8:30了。 哎呀，还好我还有钟了，不然的话，我想还一直讲，还是7:54，我就继续讲下去了，这边永远了。
So there's an end.
哎呀，你们害我。
Service today, and the clock's
missing. 我想问，怎么讲那么久？怎么讲那么久？才讲了15分钟而已。哇，差点变。我还好自己有手表。
Good thing
8:30了已经，赶快要收了。翻译啊。
Okay, so our clock is wrong. It keeps saying 7:55, but it's 8:30, so we're
对不对?
almost done.
不然的话，不行啊，大家受不了，听那么久，对不对？
But if I kept speaking,
我也会累啊。
People would grow tired.
这个就是时间的观念，所以时间就没有永远。
This is the concept of time. With time, there's no eternity.
你可能想象有一个人永远讲话不停、不停、不停吗？你不可能嘛。
Could you speak forever? No, you couldn't.
但是开心的东西，我们就想要永远，对不对？
But things that are happy, we think of forever.
你不想哎呀，开心的赶快结束。哇，如果说哇永远开心的多好。
You don't want something happy to end.
对不对啊？生命如果永远活着多好。如果健康的话呢？如果是不健康就不好。
If you were healthy, wouldn't it be nice to live forever?
所以人虽然没有这一辈子没有永远，但是心里面有永远。
So though there's nothing eternal in our lives, there's eternity in our hearts.
为什么？
Why?
因为神造人的时候本来是可以永远的。
Because when God created mankind, there should have been eternity.
本来可以继续活着的。
We were supposed to be able to keep living.
因为圣经形容啊，人是神的儿子啊，是儿女啊。
Because the Bible describes that man is the son of God.
神是永恒的神，神是生命的神。只要一个人常常跟神有连接，常常听神的话。
God is the eternal God. He's the God of life. So as long as we obey and listen to God,
神把人放在乐园里面就可以永远活着，永远快乐，因为他跟神是一样的，都是有一样的生命。
God put man in paradise, and we were supposed to live forever because we are connected to God.
那只要跟神有连接，无论你吃什么都好，都会快乐。
As long as you are connected to God, no matter what you eat, you are happy.
你拥有的多，拥有的少都不重要，就会快乐，就会很满足。
It's not important whether you have a lot or a little, you are happy.
这个永远就是神啊，因为只有神是永恒的。
So only God is eternal.
然后我们的灵魂也是永恒的。
And our souls are eternal.
所以你永恒的部分跟永恒的神连接了，那当然就是没缺乏了嘛。
And so if you are connected with the eternal God, then of course you are not lacking anything.
那为什么传道者，你看这个传道书形容把人生形容的那么多负面。
And so why does the preacher describe life so negatively?
很空虚啊。
That it's empty.
问就是最关键的是什么
？What is the main point？
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3。
罗马书第三章的23节。
Romans 3:23。
罗马书第三章23节。
Romans 3:23。
你们一起读哈。1、2、3。因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。哇，这就是。把为什么所罗门王还有这一个世界的人会觉得空虚的原因。
This is the reason why Solomon and people of this world feel emptiness.
因为人，世人从始祖亚当开始就已经犯了罪。
Because they all have, we have sinned.
犯了罪就跟神隔绝了。
After you have sinned, you are separated from God.
就跟神的生命隔绝了。
You are cut off from the life of God.
没有办法反映神的荣耀出来了。
You cannot glorify God.
犯了罪之后也会面对死亡。
And then you will die.
那面对死亡也会有之前也有痛苦。
And before you die, there's suffering.
有生病。
There's illness.
还有心中呢，就算得到很多物质，他都不会快乐。
And no matter how much you gain materially, you cannot be happy.
啊，打一个比喻了。
I'll give an example.
小孩子最喜欢的是什么？
What do children like most?
可能父母觉得我很忙，我没有空陪你，我就买玩具给你玩。
Some parents they don't have time to spend with their children, so they buy toys.
哦，现在呢不用买玩具了，小朋友不买玩具，就是你给我一台 iPad 就够了。
And now you don't have to buy them toys, you can just give them an iPad.
所以你想孩子以后不理你，不会讲话，你就给他玩，从小就给他玩啊，玩电话，玩 iPad.
And so from young, you just give your child a phone or iPad.
好了，那给他玩，他会很快乐吗？
And if they play, will they be happy?
他玩的时候真的很快乐。
While they're playing, they might be happy.
但是他任何玩具其实没有真正可以满足孩子的心。
But there's no toy that can fulfill a child's heart.
他们还是很孤单。
They're still lonely.
或者是很暴躁。
Or
很 agitated.
Agitated.
他们不开心的。
They're not happy.
啊，除非父母愿意花时间陪他们。
Unless the parents spend time with them.
那他跟父母很亲。他跟父母可以很亲近。
And if they can be close to their parents.
哎，这样孩子的心就会得到满足。
And that's how a child's heart can be satisfied.
爸爸妈妈的拥抱胜过玩具。
The hug from their parents is better than toys.
但是有一样事情让神跟人之间没有办法拥抱啊，就是我们的罪。
But there is a reason that God cannot embrace man because of our sin.
我们看五章，罗马书五章的第十二节。
Let's turn to Romans 5 verse 12.
五章的第十二节。
Romans 5 verse 12.
五章第十二节，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。这咒诅罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死咒临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。原来这是罪的问题啊！
So it is because of sin.
让我们跟神有了隔阂。
That we are disconnected from God.
所以从此之后，人生再成功，得到再多的物质，都没有办法满足灵魂的需要。
So after that, no matter how successful a man is, they could not be fulfilled.
所以没有神的人生啊，就是虚空了。
A life without God is vanity.
所以这个就已经解释了为什么传道书第一章第三节。
So this explains Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
传道书一章的第三节。
Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
我们再读传道书一章的第三节。
Let's read Ecclesiastes 1 verse 3.
一二三。人一切的劳碌，就是在他日光之下的劳碌，有什么益处呢？这个就是我们一开头的问题，有什么益处？
So this is the predicament we mentioned from the beginning. What is the meaning?
如果对一只动物，对一个动物，一个宠物来说，对它来说没有问题。
For a pet, it is no problem.
因为它没有灵魂，没有这方面的需要。
Because it doesn't have a soul or have these needs.
但是我们人有灵魂呢。
But man has a soul.
所以你今天才会想说，我要想听听圣经讲什么。
That is why you desire to hear the words of the Bible.
我想来教会寻找一下真理。
And that's why you desire to come to church to hear the truth.
那么你可能发觉身边有信仰的人跟没信仰的人是不一样。
Did you realize there's a difference between those with faith and without?
也许你看到邀请你来教会的那个基督徒朋友，他真的不一样。
Perhaps someone invited you to church and you see they're different.
他有信仰啊。
They have a faith.
虽然他的生活不见得过得比你好。
Even though their life might not be better than yours.
他们家庭可能也有困难。
They might have difficulties in their family.
可能家人也有生病的。
Perhaps someone in their family is sick.
自己也是有生病的。
And they themselves might be sick.
但是因为他们有神。
Because they have God.
他们神把他心中灵魂的需要填满了。
God has satisfied the needs of their soul.
所以虽然身体暂时被这个肉体困住或者是困难困住。
So even though they might be temporarily suffering in their body.
但是神把他们帮他们超越了。
God helps them transcend.
这个就是超越困局的唯一的方法。
This is the only way to transcend this predicament.
这个方法呢就是靠着耶稣基督啊。
It is through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看约翰福音的第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音的第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十节。
Verse 10.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10 verse 10.
我们一起读哈。
Let's read together.
十章第十节。渡贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。哇，这个就是主耶稣的宣告。
This is what Jesus proclaimed.
主耶稣是谁呢
？Who is Jesus？
圣经讲得很清楚。
The Bible says very clearly.
主耶稣本来就是创造我们人类的神呢。
He is the God who created all of us.
但是为了要救我们。
But in order to save us,
他亲自来到这个空虚的劳碌的世界。
He came to this world of emptiness and toil.
要接近人类。
And to be close to man.
把真理传给我们。
To preach the truth to us.
还有了，要带我们进到神的生命里面。
And to bring us into a God's life.
因为只有肉体的生命，这个是绝对不够的，绝对虚空的。
Because just this flesh is empty.
你需要属灵的生命。
You need spiritual life.
这个就是永远的生命。
This is eternal life.
我们肉体的生命会结束。
Our physical life will end.
两个礼拜之前在香港。
Two weeks ago, I was in Hong Kong.
我在香港的时候呢，我听说我的一个亲戚有一个姨丈，他生病。
I heard that one of my uncles is sick.
啊，我就去医院看他。
So I went to see him.
他已经得了末期的癌症。
He has terminal cancer.
哦，医生说时间不多了。
The doctor said he does not have much time.
啊，我就去医院看他。
So I went to the hospital to see him.
他很瘦，身体很虚弱。
He's very skinny and not well.
我就问他，姨丈，你会害怕吗？
I asked him, Uncle, are you afraid?
为什么这样问他？
Why did I ask him this?
因为我知道他已经认识主耶稣。
Because I know that he knows Lord Jesus already.
他大概是十几年前信主的。
He believed about 10 years ago.
他大概七十岁的时候信主。
He believed when he was about 70 years old.
今年八十几岁。
This year he's about 80.
他信了主十几年。
He has believed for about 10 years.
信了主之后有很大的改变。
And there's been a great change in his life.
信了主之后每个礼拜一定是守安息日来教会。
After he believed, every week he will go to church to keep Sabbath.
虽然他不是很有学问，圣经的道理也不是懂得很多。
Even though he's not well educated, he doesn't know the Bible that well.
但是呢，他对神很虔诚。
He's very devout toward God.
既然我信了主，我就一辈子要坚持，要保守住。
Since I have believed, I must persist in my faith.
他信了主这十几年。
So he has believed for about 10 years.
他变得人比较开朗，比较喜乐。
He is more joyful.
虽然他家里还有一些问题。
Even though there are still problems in his family,
但是他都靠着主过的每一天。
He relies on the Lord for every day.
他人生最大的挑战就是得了这个癌症。
So the greatest challenge in his life was being diagnosed with cancer.
生命快要结束了。
And his life was coming to an end.
就问他，你会不会害怕？
So I asked him, are you afraid?
他说，不会害怕。
He said, I'm not afraid.
为什么不害怕？
Why is he not afraid?
有主耶稣啊。
Because he has Lord Jesus.
他说人迟早都要死的了。
And so even though he's going to die.
人啊，每一个人啊，迟早都要死。
Even though everyone will die.
我也八十几了。
And I'm 80.
我也不怕。
I'm not afraid.
我说感谢主，主耶稣给与你同在啊。
And so I said, thank God, Lord Jesus is with you.
他说最好快一点。
And he hoped I would be sooner.
如果都要死了，都要离开了，我希望快一点，不要痛苦。
He hoped it would be sooner so he would not have to suffer.
我感谢主，主耶稣成全他。
And so thank God, he fulfilled what he wanted.
后来我离开香港，一个礼拜之后就收到消息。
So after I left Hong Kong, a week after I received news,
主耶稣接他回家了。
Lord Jesus took him home.
没有挣扎，没有太多的痛苦。
He did not have to suffer or struggle.
很平安的走。
He left very peacefully.
我还记得，当时候我要问他一句。
I remember I asked him.
我说你信了主之后有什么不一样？
I said, after you believe, what change have you experienced?
我说当然不一样。
He said, of course it's different.
我现在看什么都看得很开了。
And now, whatever I look, my perspective has broadened.
他的意思是说，其他人生一切真的都是空的。
What he meant is that whatever he looks at, he sees is empty.
只有天国啊，永生啊，不是空的。
Only heaven and eternal life is not empty.
亲爱的朋友们
，So dear friends,
人生每分每秒一直往前走。
In our lives we continue to walk.
如果你回到最开始第三页那个图啊，就是那个人生一生的年日是七十的那个图，从 baby 到坟墓啊。
We go back to the slide. From
对，你这已经到哪里呢？
From baby to coffin.
你想想看，你这到哪里？
Which point
我不是吓你啊，不是吓你。
I'm not trying to scare you.
如果你还没有信仰的话，你看这个，你可能会很害怕。
If you do not believe yet, maybe you might be afraid when you look at this picture.
开始走路不稳了，需要拐杖了。啊，开始弯腰了，弯腰驼背先啊。
You start to have a hunchback.